I've talked about safe words before, so you probably know that I'm all in favour of them when it comes to DS sessions, and even some rather more vanilla ones. I was talking to a submissive today about safe words, and what he told me was rather disturbing. We were talking about caning and tawsing, yeah, two of my favourites, and how many strokes should be administered. I should say at this point that the answer is, it depends. Because it depends on many factors, including who's doing the caning, tawsing, how it's being administered, etc. This might be a good subject for next week's blog. But I remarked that ultimately the submissive is in control because of the safe word. This particular submissive told me that he and his wife, mistress, don't use a safe word, which is what I found disturbing. Yes, I agree that obviously there must be trust between the parties, but no matter how much you trust the dominant, no matter how you feel that she will know when you're in unbearable pain, I urge you to use a safe word. The attitude of the submissive in question seemed to be that this would kill the mood. I believe people say this about using condoms as well, but life-threatening diseases also tend to kill the mood, so let's say you decide against using a safe word, and the dominant makes a mistake and you're seriously injured. Who then bears the responsibility? Answers below, please. To the Empress Catherine of www.strokemistress.com.